From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
So it is tax filing season, the first under the new tax overhaul passed in 2017, and there is a mixture of hope and dread in the air as people try to figure out what the new rules mean for their tax returns. But it looks like people may not be in quite a rush to bite that bullet and file and find out. Marketplace's tax reporter Mariel Segarra has noticed a consistent trend in the tax filing data. Fewer people have been filing their tax returns this year. 2 million fewer. Mariel has more.
Remember when the IRS said people were getting smaller tax refunds this year? That freaked people out, like Sherry Walters from the Bronx.
I have a feeling that I'm going to owe taxes, and I'm just pretty much holding off.
And Colin Van Dyke from Durham, North Carolina.
I've got the money to pay it. Like, it's just really a psychological thing. I just don't want to know.
Matt Metris, a tax preparer in New York, has a name for this.
Ostrich in the sand syndrome.
He's heard these concerns from his clients.
Like, well, I talked to my friend so-and-so who, you know, said that they ended up paying thousands of dollars more in tax this year. Is that going to happen to me?
There could be something else going on here, too. Tax preparers are still trying to understand the new law. And because of that law, they're finding glitches in the software they use to process returns. Ed Zollers is a CPA in Phoenix.
There's just a lot of little complications this year that are just making it a much slower process.
We should say refunds have rebounded. As of March 1st, the average refund is up by almost 1%. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.